Hi everyone. This week is part 6 of the Pivotal series, and it is about the spiral. How, to me, it is the healing path and the positive outcome as we so want this motherhood journey to be. You can download the Pivotal series in the show notes that also come with the simple spiral steps. I hope you enjoy this week. When I first came up with, or the Mom Spiral name came to me, was really before I knew all the parts and how the courses would come together. And I think I initially felt how most moms, when they hear it, resonate with the state of feeling like they're spiraling out or stuck in this spiral formation. But this spiral is about the healing path and the positive outcome as we so want this motherhood journey to be. So I love these descriptions. The spiral, nature's most favored pattern of growth, most effective deployer of its energy, life-inducing, protecting, supporting, weaving its magic from vanishingly small to unimaginable huge levels of existence, how the universe shapes us. And also, life's path isn't a straight line. It is a spiral. You continually come back to things for deeper truths, which is also really what we're doing here. We're removing everything that was put on us that isn't our full and authentic truth. So let's go through this path of the spiral. First is the core point being your nervous system, knowing that everything spirals from this root cause. You learn the foundational information that gives you the knowledge and understanding of your own body. It all finally makes sense and gives you validation and an explanation for how you've always felt and why, which also opens up this space for more compassion for yourself. It's your first sense of empowerment. Knowledge is power. Self-knowledge is self-empowerment. From there, you now have this awareness piece. And just that shifts so much. When you start looking at your life through this nervous system lens, you get why you feel this way or why your kid is acting that way. You know why you do something or why you don't. You just know what's happening. You clearly see how everything stems from your nervous system, and now you know what to do. Life is just different because you have a whole new perspective. Next, you're doing the healing. You're connecting to and building a relationship with your body. You're using the tools to help support, strengthen, and rewire your body. And then you become embodied and you are empowered. You're connected to your body. You know what to do to keep your system strong and flexible. You have your personal tools, if you need them, to move quickly and easily through states and not get stuck. You live in your connected state and you're aware of it if you're not. You're attuned to what your body needs and when, and you're able to keep the balance and communication clear and always in flow. You're also able to know what you really want and need. You're able to clearly set boundaries. You know your body, so you know your limits, and you naturally take care of them because you come from a state that just guides you in making the best decisions. You no longer have to keep trying new things or looking for all the band-aids. And that in itself clears so much stress from your life. That's empowerment. When you know you don't have to look outside yourself for answers ever again, and you can find safety, regulation, and true connection in your body. Okay, a few more things I want to point out around having what becomes your power. We were given this and we've always had it, but we were just taken so far away from even knowing it's possible or what's possible. Like, it will take a while for your mind to not immediately go for something or someone to help you. I just can't emphasize enough, I think, because the past 20 years, I've been on a health journey, so I feel like if you haven't been through something similar on a daily basis, then you might not even know, I guess, the magnitude of this part. When you know all the medicine is within you and you actually have access to it all the time, it's freedom. freedom, truth, and safety. That's all my body has ever wanted. That's all any body wants. So really, you can pick apart a lot. Like when I talked about play, even within that, you can have five different things that make it hard for you, or you're projecting your stuff and making it hard for your kids. So with that, you would just feel overwhelmed. Like, okay, Jen, you just gave me five ways that comes from the nervous system that has to do with play. That's because you're conditioned to think you have to go find five different things to solve each of them. But when you get to your nervous system, all of them are solved. This is why I'm obsessed with the nervous system. This is exactly how I found out this is the answer and why it works. I wasn't just told. I took a course that was promoted as healing trauma, and that's what I thought I needed because of the car accident. Well, the entire course ended up just being about the nervous system. And in a few months, I looked back at my life and had complete shifts in my marriage, in my parenting, how I could show up for my girls, how I interacted in my relationships, how I felt in my body. And all of these things that I hadn't specifically been working on or trying to fix any one of them were totally different and better. Okay, I want to end with the embodiment piece and what this can look like, because this is what we want. And again, I don't even think most of you know what is possible. When you are regulated, there is a profound connection and flow. It becomes what you feel in your heart right now that it should be. As moms, we are given a deep intuitive knowing when it comes to our kids. And when you're regulated in your natural state, you are connected to it. You know exactly what is best to do for your child in that very moment, without question or doubt or concern of doing it wrong or how you should be or how someone told you to. You don't even have this heavy expectation for yourself. You can simply be with your child. You get to feel good. They get to feel good, and they get to get all the things they need from you to not only be happy now, but to grow up in this energy and not learn coping mechanisms and to not have to be an adult that needs healing. When you are whole, you can raise your babies whole. And that is the magic of the spiral.